Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 602 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is October 25th, 2020. I am just one of your hosts today. Greg DeLacy, gamertag OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, and just OC Murphy's Law on Xbox Live. I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything, really. I don't even know what time it is, Kim. It's crazy. Because normally...
I feel bad. I was the only one sitting here like at 2 o'clock going, well, aren't they supposed to be on by now? Oh, wait,
I know. Yeah. Normally, we broadcast 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 3 p.m. In Central Time Zone, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. But because we're nice to our UK friends and because they decided they had to turn their clocks back,
you mean it's because you're slack asses and don't do it on time?
No, actually. I think nobody should do this. I think we should get away with this.
Yeah, I agree.
They say
they did it for farmers to give them more light, but you know what? We have these things called lights now. So I think we're just fine. Anyway.
I'm a farmer and I agree with this. So
The thing for me is 2020 has been bad enough. Who wants another fucking hour of it?
I know. Exactly.
There you go.
That lovely voice you just heard is Mark Wright. Mark Wright on the podcast. Mark, hello.
Hello.
You've also heard from Kim Woods today.
Mm-hmm. Hiya.
People you have not heard from yet. Robin Tate spinning the decks.
Hello, everybody. It's me. I'm here. Hopefully it's working.
And you can hear him.
Right?
And you can hear him. And last, but certainly not least, we have a full house. Literally, a full house. We've got Pete Chin on the podcast.
Dictionary, thank you very much for having me on again. I'm so glad to be back after a couple of weeks off.
Anytime, Mike. Anytime. all right. Hey, we are on Twitch. Twitch.tv/OC podcast. We're on YouTube. Just look us up. Of course, you can always catch the audio version. It'll be out sometime between now and, say, next week. We have some birthdays to celebrate. We are a video game podcast. We like to celebrate the community, those of us in the community, as well as those of us not in the community. But we just, you know, we're throwing this out there. A little birthday for David Naylor. He is turning 73 on the 28th of October. Congratulations, David. 73 is a fine accomplishment. Also, Pete, our very own Pete Chin. Pete, congratulations. You look great, honestly. 66, it fits you well. I can see you've been getting the gray out of your beard nicely.
Yeah,
and you've been smart. You've shaved the top of your head, so you don't even have to deal with coloring the top part. That's good. That's smart. That's smart thinking.
Just the lances on the beard. That's the secret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do for your 66th? Anything special?
Yeah, I might have an orgy and, I don't know.
Does the wife know about this yet?
You know, sir, it doesn't seem 2 minutes since it was your 40th last year. It's gone so quick, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, right?
It has. It has
now
indeed.
I'm a man of water and...
I mean, sorry, you're 65th. Sorry.
40th, 65th. You know, they're so close. Hey, Robin, should we play a birthday song?
Yeah, okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Sure, why not?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
General was not recognized.
Oh my God.
I could have sung that, actually. Pretty sure. Anyway, all right, happy birthday, and let's just dive right into it. Let's talk some story time. Let's talk about what's gone on in our lives for the past week.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right, So, who out of these this round table of lovely individuals would like to go first? I think I'm going to nominate somebody. So we're going to talk about Pete. Pete, what's been going on in your life because you're a bit fed up?
Ugh, I am. Do you know what? I'm pissed off. I'm down in the dumps. And I'm a positive person, mate. I'm real. I'm real all out there. I don't. Nothing normally phases me, but at the minute, I'm fucked off. I really am. I'm fucked off with work because, well, there's changes happening at work and I'm seeing some good people go because of the industry that I work in that's getting just completely obliterated in the UK. I'm tired and I'm getting people come back to work so hyped because they've been on furlough for 9 months and they're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I'm just like, oh, I'm burnt out. I just need some time off. I've got people close to me that have been tested positive for COVID. I can't even see my son now for a couple of weeks, and I'm pissed off. But I'm still smiling. I'm all right. I'm still there. But I'm just fed up. I'm fed up. I can't even celebrate a birthday next week, or even my mum's 70th a couple of weeks ago. It's just pants.
I am right there.
You know who scared me the most?
Huh?
The people that scare me the most are the people that are smiling and angry.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, I am sorry to hear. I mean, that does suck. There's nothing worse than having to deal with COVID, you know, amongst all this other crap that we've been dealing with over the past year. So, hopefully, you get to see your
Pete looks like he's been abducted by aliens at the moment as well.
Is what?
For me, your webcam's going all funny.
No, don't touch it. Just don't touch it.
No, I ain't moving it. So, look good.
Over here, Pete.
Little green men.
We are not allowed to go to a restaurant any longer. The restaurants are just taking...
Oh, yeah, you've got a full lockdown, haven't you? Yeah.
Only the kids have been off for a week already. They were really supposed to be off next week for Halloween. So it's been crap. It's just...
Yeah,
I get it, and it's not, and I'm a pretty positive person as well, but I understand that it's uncertainty. It's, you know, back in March and April we were out giving the clap to the NHS on a Thursday night.
Yeah,
and now
you like giving people the clap.
Can you imagine?
We've done that before anyway. Previous to that, it's not just March, but go on.
Yeah, no. When I was a young lad, I used to visit the nursing college regularly, and I clapped and got the clap from the NHS.
Give them all the clap.
Yeah.
I believe there's videos circling around Robin getting foot jobs.
That's why I can never run for president. I don't know. I mean, it's so odd. I mean, my company are telling me, you know, don't go and visit clients. Make sure you hit your target. Don't go and visit clients. Make sure you hit your target. I'm unbelievably busy. I have to go out. I do feel crappy today. Chesty, dry, chesty cough. So I hope nothing comes of it. I feel okay, but the tight chest is not a good sign. Because over the next 6 weeks, I have three massive jobs going out. And four of my fitters that do extraction and ventilation work for me, they all tested positive on Friday.
And they're, wow.
And there's only two of those guys left. And not to be sort of heartless about it, but I've got two big extraction systems to go in this week. That's not good. I mean, I'm sure I think they'll be fine, but it's just crap.
Yeah.
It is crap, just the uncertainty and seeing businesses close, they're falling out of the sky. Like, you know, close to us now, where Judith used to bring some of the kids to, Monkey Business, one of those indoor play parks, they've decided now to after the second lockdown was announced, that, you know, they're going to close forever. The karting place in Ballymena here that Charlie and I and Joshua and all, we all used to go to a lot, they've done the same. They've closed their doors forever. Not just temporarily now, but forever. They can't find a way through. So...
The thing is, we've not even got to the end of the furlough scheme yet. And when that does happen, we'll see a lot more suffering. It really is just sad. I mean, I'm in the hospitality industry. We're probably one of the ones that are crushed the most in the country. And it's just sad to see, you know, you're seeing people's lives change. And, you know, they're getting on with stuff, but you can see the worry and the struggle in their eyes, and you know they're trying to just remain positive, just like I am. But yeah, it is pants. I mean, I ain't been on the last couple of weeks because I've just not played any video games, and I've just hit that wall. Like I'm just in that. I'm struggling to find a routine. I'm busy with doing stuff for family, and I'm working different hours. I've got to start working Sundays from next week, and just saff stuff. You know, it's just taking up my time. But anyway, besides all that, I'm going to get back onto the happy me. I've been watching this TV series on Netflix, and it's called Barbarian, and I've only just come across it. There's seven episodes. It is wicked. If you like Vikings, if you like Game of Thrones, if you like battles, if you like bloodthirsty stuff, you've got to watch this program because it smashed it through the roof. It's a German program. It's based on the 9th century, and it's about the Teutoburg Forest, where there was an advance on Romans by Germanic warriors. My God, it is just gripping.
Pete.
All right, Pete,
you seem to like a lot of programs that have men in skirts. Vikings, Romans. I mean, is it something about the skirts and the legs, you know? Yeah? Braveheart is one of your favorite movies.
The knees, I must admit, but yeah. Thanks for pointing it out, Robin.
I just realized.
One day they had pointed it out, so I didn't think it would be you, but... even your photos did it all for me. And in skirts. Barbarian. You've got to watch this TV series. It's on Netflix. There's seven episodes. There's only one season. I think they're just going to see what the viewing numbers are on it. But I swear, you've got to watch this program. It's all in German, English subtitle. It makes you focus on it even more, I think, and it makes it more intense. But bloody hell.
I'm out.
Your brother. Why?
Why?
I have to read.
For seven. I hate subtitles. Hate them.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You jizz all over that superhero program. What's it called? The Boys. I would watch seven episodes of that if you can watch this. I'll tell you what. If you invest your time into this, I promise you it would be way more better than seven episodes of The Boys.
I promise you are wrong, but that's okay.
No.
Well, you are ginger, so that's a strike against already.
No.
Honestly. I will give it a watch, Pete. I will give it at least one episode. And if it's not better than seven episodes of The Boys, I'm going to come back and I'm going to throw it in your face and I'm going to tell you that you are totally, totally wrong.
Yeah.
It's if you're into all this, it depends if you're into your battles and
now it depends.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Greg, if you don't like it, you can do one of those, the lip sync things. If you know that film with Hitler in the bunker. Yeah?
Yes.
I absolutely hated this shit.
Maybe that's the redeeming quality.
It was barbarians. It was meant.
That one you posted with the mad lips one about me. 2 meters! That was so funny.
From Northern Ireland, yeah. Well, I watched a thing that Greg DeLacy had recommended. And Judith and I have watched it, and it's right up Judith Street. Enola Holmes? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, I've got that.
Brilliant. It's a brilliant. I think we see eye to eye to this, Greg. We're on the same page. We love this. Good film.
Fun movie.
Yeah, it's nice and light, and I love the fourth camera sort of thing, or whatever it's called. That's fun. I really enjoyed that. It's nice and lighthearted. It's a different in a
real. Yeah.
Shit. I'm sorry. We have been fuck a duck a duck. I'm sorry.
Sounds like electrical problems.
So yeah, no. Half an hour before we came onto the show, Judith's phone started to go bananas. Ding 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 ding. Messenger up. In fact, even your wife got a message, Greg. Earlier today, an hour or so ago, Judith got a message from a friend, a video, and she clicked on it, and the video didn't work.
Oh, no.
So it started pinging out to all of Judith's Facebook friends.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Now, our friend who was here on Saturday night must have pressed the video because I've just got a message from her. I think,
oh, no.
I think you appeared in this video, blah, blah, blah. So poor old Devon's got it too. Oh, dear. So I immediately got in and changed passwords.
So, yeah,
and
I will.
There. Yeah, so do not, if you get a video or a message from a friend of yours on Facebook or whatever it may be that seems to be out of character, don't click on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Other things is happening right now. My brother-in-law's sister. Yeah. My brother-in-law's sister is a missionary in Venezuela.
And nice.
And no, definitely not at the moment. And
well, what's going on there?
There's a lot of trouble in Venezuela right now, and they've been trying to leave the country. And
that's a dangerous place to be.
And right now, they are being smuggled across the river into Colombia. Literally,
well, I was going off. I haven't seen any news. That's the main producer of oil in it.
They were refused exit at the border, and now some coyotes are taking them across the border. And they are literally, before we came here, hiding in a farm, waiting for a police patrol to go past. So I'm just keep fingers crossed. She's been there for a long time, but she's been, for her to try and escape the country like this, it must be pretty bad, so I hope that's okay. So,
yeah. So that's scary.
They're scary, you know.
Oh, it's a really nice place, isn't it, as well?
So she's in a jungly area.
Aside from the death squads, things like that. Yeah. Sure, it's nice, lovely.
And that's the people that she's been working with. That's the people she's been working with, you know. So we just realize how bad it is for us with this horrible disease, and then we realize stuff like that's going on too, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And who else wants to talk? Because I got lots to talk about, but let's kick it around a bit. Schitt's Creek or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Well, Kim, why don't we switch over to you?
Alrighty. Well, not on the list, but I got a new watch. I got a Versa 2.
Nice. And,
so far, so good. Other than that, I fixed our clothes dryer this week. So there was that. And I didn't, like, break anything, so that's good.
Positive. That's a positive.
Yeah, sorry, and in case anybody else has the same problem I did.
And like a big piece of string. It's like a post at one side of the yard and a post at the other with a big, big rope in the middle. How did you fix the clothes dryer?
We used to have one of those.
That's a clothes dryer.
We don't have one of those anymore. That's no, the electric clothes dryer.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We don't have
electricity, Robin.
Yeah, you know. I don't live in the Stone Age anymore. And, well, I don't have a clothesline anymore because we built a house on it. So...
No,
you know.
She's got all her animals in the yard pulling like this piece of rope on her turning.
Sure, yeah.
Animal, yeah.
All right, that's it. Okay. No, it took like three cycles to dry clothes, and I thought, well, this can't be right. And then I took the dryer vent hose off, and there was water in it. And I'm like, okay, this really can't be right. Well, I went to outside the dryer vent where it actually goes outside, and there's a grid on it. And when I popped the little grid off, there was this much of dryer lint built up on the outside of it.
Stuff, yeah. Oh, you should make a jump.
I thought you were going to say, it was a dead clean the lint traps.
Yeah, and we've lived here like 3-4 years, and that was the first time I've ever cleaned that thing. So I'm like, yeah, now I know why the dryer doesn't work very well. So, you know, there you have it. Check your dryer vents and all that, because that might be why your dryer doesn't work right.
That's actually a common cause for house fires, by the way.
Well, there you go. So,
yep.
Oh yeah, I kid you not, it was probably an inch thick.
Yeah, you know. In the UK, just ask Whirlpool. They know all about dry fires.
So, yeah, other than that, yesterday we had Colton's birthday. He'll be 2 on the 28th. So, we had, you know, cake, ice cream, and all that good stuff. So.
Wow, yeah. 2 already. Holy smokes.
2 already, yeah. Fart, next thing you know, it'll be 20 and yelling at me that, you know, you're not my favorite aunt anymore. So
it feels like just yesterday that you're you know, that he was born and then you were given nanny duties.
Right? Exactly. Well, that's, you know, 24 hours out of the womb and they're looking at me, well, I guess he's yours now, you know. Oh, thanks. And then people ask me, you know, 42 years old, why don't you have children? Well, here, pull up a chair. I have a story to tell. So, you know. But no, it all went well yesterday. He got him a little play area set for the yard. It's got like three slides on it and a little place you can crawl through and all that. So he was having fun with his cousins playing with that. So, yeah, they're growing up right before my eyes.
It's that time of year, Kim, isn't it? We're all starting to think about kids and what they're getting for Christmas. and we're thinking about the
cookies. Oh, God, yeah.
And that the day in between Thanksgiving that used to be called certain name, now it's a different name, Friday. It'll be a different name Friday. It'll be Seal Friday or something like that very soon.
Right.
But we're thinking, for Seal Friday,
I just realized
Seal Friday, we're going to be getting up, trying to get bits and pieces. I'm looking for a pink Ferrari for Jasmine. I think that would be quite cool, a battery-operated job.
Nice.
Yeah, she has a little Tesco's van at the moment, Pete. It's quite a big thing. It's quite big, about a shoebox size. Barbie, and one of her old Barbies sits on top of it, and it gets whizzed around the place. The Tesco delivery van. It's kind of cool. Yeah. So yeah. But we have a ton to buy. I mean, already bits on Amazon Day. We bought some bits and pieces. Joshua wanted a new chair. You one of these?
Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
Speaking of new things that you bought.
Oh yeah.
How's the phone?
Oh, Canada sent me a new cover for my phone. It's
nice.
Oh, you got your cover.
It's Kevlar. Wow.
Oh.
It's really thin and it's really cool. And if I do that, it'll be like, shoot me there, shoot me there, shoot me there.
just that here.
Bit. Right.
I was speaking to Mark earlier on about it. Do you know, I'm really enjoying it. There's one the main thing that's annoying me about it at the moment is the fingerprint access, because it ain't very good. But Mark said to me probably what it is, and when it arrived, it had a plastic screen protector on it, and I think that's probably it, because I have to press harder, and that's annoying.
I set my fingerprint up on it when I got mine, and it worked fine. I put a tempered glass screen protector on it, and it hasn't worked properly since.
Yeah.
And I even reset the fingerprint thing with the screen protector on, and it still is very hit and miss. So I just use the Face ID now.
So I've never had a screen protector on many of my phones, so I'll probably take this one off now. Do you know what? It's more like my iPhone than it was before.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't like Podcast Addict.
Don't you?
It works.
It takes some getting used to, but once you've got all the settings right, I really like it.
What are the settings? I mean, when I use the podcast app on my iPhone, they just appeared. Now I have to go into all categories. Then I have to start downloading them. And where's the play?
You can set them up to automatically download.
That's why you just want to play back in the settings first. It does take a little bit. Even on iOS, I used Overcast, and I had to do the same on that.
Yeah.
Set it all up. I never liked the built-in podcast app on iOS.
You can also limit how many it downloads and just download the newest one, so this way you don't get like bombarded by every episode for that podcast, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So far, I will say as much as I quite like it. I love the camera. The camera is fabulous. I do like it. Yeah, okay. All right.
Excellent.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Last
That's back of the box.
Yeah, so we're working through our new sound desk tonight. Yes, I am still dropping some frames, but I think the audio issues are now sorted. It's taken the guts of £300 to change pretty much everything. The only thing it hasn't changed is the actual mic itself. Every cable has changed, the new sound desk, so sound card. Good. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, I like the new model naming of Allmark's Fault 2.
Yes.
That's quite cool. Yep.
That was very well done.
And my new TV arrived, which is behind me. It's not on right now for here. It's a Samsung 65-inch 4K beauty. I couldn't work out why it wouldn't recognize 4K from the Xbox. But it's because I have a little AV adapter that
separates
all the HDMI to all the screens, PC.
You need it direct.
So I need it direct. Yep. So for the 4K, 65 inches. Oh, Halo, Pete. Halo. Wow, man. I'll chat a wee bit about it later.
Have we got Pete converted to liking Halo yet? Because I know you guys have been playing it. So
I know Pete doesn't like playing it with me. There's that. So
I did ask this week. Were you free? So we need to book that in again, Pete. So
yeah.
So I drilled it on the wall. I had to cut into the wall because when we got this done here, there was insulation done, and I didn't want to put it on about a bracket, and I didn't want to put it on wood. So I cut some of the insulation away and got into the block, the cinder block, and drilled the bracket onto it. And it's and I got all the sound. This I have 7, 8, 9, 10 speakers, bass bin, all. So it's rather cool for watching things like 1917, all the sounds, and yes, Star Wars of course goes on it. So I'm very, very pleased with my man cave again. Really cool, cool. Yeah, and that's about me. That's about all the stuff I'm doing. Apart from work, really busy, and just I know people from California who are bastards. So that's about it.
Fair enough. I know people from California that are bastards as well. Mark.
Yes.
Mark, what's been going on with you?
Quite a lot, actually. So I've got quite a bit of story time, but no gameplay stuff really, because a bit of a whirlwind couple of weeks. As you all know, I've started a new job. Been there coming up 6 weeks now. But last week, this is why I wasn't on last week as well. The manager of our centre, he lives quite far away, actually. And when he applied for this job, he actually applied for a few more. Well, he actually finally got a response from the place nearer to him, a Land Rover main dealership, as a service manager, and they offered him the job. So he's left. So that meant there are opportunities. So the assistant manager, Roger, he spoke to our regional manager straight away, and I put his name forward. Put his name forward for the manager's job, and he was sort of like said to me, you need to put forward for assistant manager because you can do it. You're the best guy I've got here. You need to do it. So with a little bit of pushing and that, I spoke to our regional manager. He came down to see us on the week last Friday. Wasn't an interview as such. I thought I was going to have a grilling and that. It was just a friendly chat out back. So you can do it then? I said, yeah. You had an experience before? I said, yeah, a little bit. We'll put you on the management course next week, and you're now assistant manager. Thought, wow, that was easy. So I'm now the assistant manager of our centre. Last week, Monday afternoon, I drove down to Milton Keynes, and I was there all week on a management training course, which was a lot to take in, but it was good. I enjoyed it. Came back Friday night, and then I've been working all weekend in our centre. Doing the manager's position, so
you are now the shirt man. And trousers. You are the
I am
man.
The management. Yeah, man. I mean, dealing with customers, phone calls, and that.
Any angry customers yet?
Not yet.
Okay, that'll be
so far. Yeah, but I have got a trial by fire because Roger, our manager, is
Roger
off for 3 days next week.
Roger.
He's off for 3 days next week. He did have all week off, but he says, I can't really leave you in the lurch shop that much. So he's taking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. I'm thinking, oh my God. So it's good fun. I'm enjoying it. It was a lot of... But I like the paperwork side of stuff and computer side. And he's more into sort of like the selling side and that, and he's not keen on that. So we work well as a team because I like all the paperwork side. I always have done.
And he can take all the glory?
They actually view their assistant managers as the sort of like the main management team, because when he's not there, I am duty manager sort of thing. So yeah, you're not looked at as like an assistant. You are the management team, and head office and that, they do have a lot of support for their management and that. So yeah, I've got a really good feeling about it. I'm really positive. I mean, unlike Pete, I'm in such a good place at the moment work-wise. The only downside is the hours, it's still killing me. I'm like today, I've been working today. I came home today, had something to eat, had a shower and that. I mean, I've been asleep for a couple of hours before the podcast because I'm that shattered. But yeah, I'm loving it. So...
All right.
So yeah, big changes for me. Question,
you still are carrying spanners. You still are.
Yeah. I'm the classy assistant manager is 50-50, so I'm 50% productive and 50% office based. So when the
on the manager's day off through the week. I will obviously be in the office full time, running it, and then helping out through the week. But yeah, I'm 50-50 at the moment, so which I like. I want to keep my hand in the spanner side of it. So it's perfect for me at this stage.
Well done.
And maybe in a few years' time when we open more branches, because we're opening one in Castleford next year. Or if the open one near to where Roger lives, he lives the other side of Bradford. If you open a new branch there and he becomes manager of that one, I've got a good chance of getting the manager's job at this one. So yeah, all moving fast and
plodding.
I know, right?
Will domination.
Our quiet little Mart, and now he's going to take over.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're really enthusiastic. You're buzzing at the minute. Well done.
Yeah, it's a massive confidence boost. I've had the last year. I've just been so, well, you've probably noticed, I've been so down and quiet, and I've had so much shit from the last place. It's just a complete.
We never noticed.
Fresh start, and I'm really, really loving it.
We didn't see a thing.
Awesome.
Didn't notice a thing.
No. You were Mr. Positive.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on ass management, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Oh god. Yeah. Wait, that's one thing you said. Whatever you do, don't keep putting ass manager.
It's good advice, Mark. It's good advice. all right, I guess that's me. So started watching a show. I didn't realize I had never heard of the show called Schitt's Creek. It apparently is in its sixth season, which again did not even know this existed. But it's a comedy. It's got Eugene Levy is one of the main characters.
Oh, the guy from American Pie.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and it basically is a story of a very rich family, basically getting all of their money taken away and having to move to a town. Schitt's Creek that the dad bought as a joke, but apparently it was legal, and so that's the one thing they have left is this town that they own, but they don't have any money. It's funny. It reminds me a lot of, if you've ever seen the show Shameless, but kind of reverse. Shameless is a story of a family that has no money, and they're kind of always trying to scheme to get money. This is a family that had money and kind of now doesn't have money. So it's good, though. It is really funny. I've been enjoying it a lot.
Hey, did you watch this? What's this on?
Well, we're streaming right now on demand, so we're just catching up. So we started going back to season one.
Is it on Netflix
so.
Or Amazon? Or?
I believe it is on Netflix.
Yeah, I have seen the trailer for it,
yeah. And then, so, okay, I have a work complaint. So work has been super busy, and that's a good thing. But we had put in for a bid for a really big project. And it was with a client of mine that we actually have a great relationship with. So we kind of were going through this week feeling really good about the proposal we submitted. And the client had told us that, look, Friday we're going to make our decision. So Friday we're kind of like, waiting on, kind of on pins and needles, be like, okay, what's going on? And so around 1 o'clock, hadn't heard anything from the client. And I'm like, okay, this typically is not, that's not a good sign. If, you're going late into the afternoon, the client usually is like holding back, saying something. So I sent off an email and just basically said, hey, are there any other questions you guys have? Are we still expecting to get a decision today? And so I sent that at 1 o'clock my time, which is 4 o'clock for my client. Didn't hear anything, but I got an automated response back from her saying she was actually out of the office that day and wasn't going to be back until Monday. So I was like, okay. I'm like, well, decision's getting pushed, whatever. So 5:38 p.m. my time. I just randomly, we were done work. I was just checking emails, and I swapped over to my work email. And she emails me at 5:38 p.m. on a Friday night and was like, I didn't want to leave you hanging, but we decided to go with another company. And I'm like, could you not have just waited to tell me this Monday instead of just completely ruining my weekend? Thank you for that.
Yeah,
and it just that just pisses me off. And that's a tactic. It's a passive aggressive tactic that I see more and more people doing. They don't want to confront you in, so they say, I'm going to make my decision Friday, and then they'll let you know at the very end of the day when you can't possibly talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, you've calmed down my week by Monday morning then.
No, well, so most people off at all. It ruins my weekend.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, because I had multiple people, you know, this was a really big project. I mean, it was basically a $250,000 project. So we're like,
put a lot of work into it.
So a lot of people asking me all throughout the day, have you heard anything? I'm like, no, looks like it's going to push. But so I was nice to everybody else in my company, and I have not told them. I'll let them know Monday. But I was just kind of like, what a shitty, you know. Yeah. So,
I'm sorry about that, Greg. It's shitty. It really is disappointing. But you'll pick yourself up and you'll go on to the next one.
No.
You're one bit. Yeah, exactly. You're one sale closer to the next one. One meeting closer to the next big sale. Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
That rates 100%. Up there with. I know you're on holidays, but you know they sent you an email anyway. That you can't stop yourself looking at. I know you're on holidays, but will you have a quick look?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but. Then I'm fucking sorry as all.
Oh, you're off today? I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. What about?
Yeah. But anyway. All right. Well, that's it. That's me. And I think from here we can talk about some games.
No. I've got a massive one there. Look.
Oh God.
No, you don't. I've heard. All
right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I've got a big subject to talk about.
Oh no.
Okay, well, oh, Jesus, this is not a big subject.
Yes.
This is really, honestly, really need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, let's talk about your new hard drive. Come on.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. Come on, Mark, let's talk about it.
So, I've been wanting to upgrade my PC for quite a long time.
All right, thanks for that, Mark. Let's go.
Well, Dan will back me up. Dan likes his shit, right? So, quite a while ago, I bought a new graphics card. I mentioned it. I replaced my old 1050 with a 1660 Super, which helps my GTRP experience. But I've been wanting to upgrade everything for a while because I had an old 4th generation i5 processor, DDR3 memory. Now, Armar, our close friend, listener, and veteran gamer buddy, No, just wait, Greg. He's upgrading his to like super duper levels, and he was selling his motherboard, CPU, and cooler. So I bought them off him. And they arrived just before I went down to Milton Keynes. So I've installed all them. I also the new motherboard had the facility for one of them little NVMe SSD drives, which are supposed to be lightning fast. So I bought one of them off Amazon. And I also got some new DDR4 memory, the fastest I can get. Shut up, Pete. I haven't even got set up, but shut up. Sleeping away. And I also got a new 2TB SSD drive for my game storage. I don't care, I'm going on. Right. So I spent all of the weekend, but it's playing fucking pool in the background water. And I upgraded all my PC on the Sunday before I went to Milton Keynes. And it ran first time, installed Windows really quickly, and it installed no problem. It was lightning fast. It boots up fucking mega quick. From pressing the power button, including BIOS, less than 20 seconds. From the BIOS to the Windows loading, 7 seconds to boot Windows 10. Wake up, guys. Right. So, yeah, so it works really well. I run a game... Run GTA, and it restarted my PC. What the fuck? So I thought it was a one-off. Did it again, started it up, started GTA, shut my PC down, restarted it. Oh, for fuck's sake, what's up with this? As fucking Armar ripped me off as he told me a dud. I knew he wouldn't do that because he's a good guy. So I tried a different game, exactly the same, shut off completely, restarted. So I did a bit of research online. Armar, I messaged Armar, and he was really helpful. Give me some pointers. He says to me, what power supply you got in your PC? Now, I had an old Corsair 500-watt unit, and it is an oldish one. And he says, I bet that's your issue. And I did a bit of research online, and the symptoms I'm getting, I needed a better power supply to cope with the better motherboard, faster, more demanding CPU, because the CPU was an i7, 7th generation, 4.2 gigahertz. And obviously the graphics card's more powerful. So we
sort of like, yeah, decided together it was a power supply. Kim, you bugger. I ordered that, but I have to go to Milton Keynes, so I have to wait all week.
Mark,
so, yeah.
Did you solve the problem with your PC? Is it working now?
All right, I'm getting to that. All right, listen.
Dear God, get to it, man. Come on, get to it.
This is my story time. Give me that, please. So I went to Milton Keynes. Jenny rang me on the Tuesday morning. Your things come. So I'm waiting all week to get home. Yeah, I set off. I set off Friday afternoon at 4:03 from Milton Keynes. Traffic was a bastard. It took me fucking ages to get home. Finally get home. And the first thing I do, I don't hug Jenny. I say hello to my dog, obviously. And I go running upstairs and I pick my power supply. And tried it. Ran GTA. And it worked. It cured it. It's superb. So my new power supply is a 750-watt Gold 18 or whatever bullshit that means. Modular one. And it worked fine. So put all the clothes on.
I am happy for you, Mark.
Started installing shit. I'm going to realise I didn't fucking save all my OBS information, Stream Deck information, so that's why Robin's streaming tonight and not me. Oops. Schoolboy error. But yeah, PC's running superb. Thank you, Armart. It is superb. It's mega fast. Very happy with it. I can run all games on Ultra now with no problem. And Garage of Fleece. Garage of Fleece. I'll leave some track. He's a twat.
He is a twat. That's fair.
He's got me back into fucking Elite Dangerous, hasn't he? Mm. And it looks good on Ultra.
So for the last 10 minutes, all I heard was 380, 1080, blah, 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 blah. I'm back into Elite Dangerous.
Yeah.
Does that sum it up?
Yeah.
Please. We love you, Mark.
And your industry, just stick talking about cars and not PCs. Oh, my God. Fuck off.
Mark, we're just giving you a hard time. We're glad your PC has been updated. We're glad you're excited for it.
Mark, I've just spent nearly £600 just to have a better experience on GTA being Elite Dangerous.
Mark, it sounded Mark, it dropped.
I think that says more about you than anything. But yeah, right.
It dropped out of the stream for a bit there. Well, you wouldn't mind? Would you repeat that all again, please?
Alright. Well,
but I'm sure Fraser and Hadley don't appreciate all that, and Arma.
I am sure they did.
But yeah.
Thank you very much.
Love it. I still love
it. I think we just need to move forward. We need to press forward.
That was technical talk. Let's move on to games.
General was not recognized.
Come on. Host, God's sake.
Just wait for you, Robin. Yeah, are we ready to talk games?
I thought we were. Robin. Is that not? Well, that wasn't it.
No.
Okay. The gentleman's not recognized.
Oh damn! Dan got the loser.
All right, Kim.
Wasn't me.
Today.
I hate you, Mark.
Oh dear God.
All right, Kim. Just walk us through some of the games that we can still get for free as we round out the month.
Okay. Alright, for your Xbox One, you can still get Slay Away Camp, Butcher's Cut. And it's available now through the end of the month. Made of Skier, which is available now through the 15th of November. Costume Quest is still available now through the end of the month. So, if you want to pick any of those up, go for it and get it now. We have Vampire and Need for Speed Payback on PlayStation Plus. We have Autonauts. Pump BMX Pro, Effie, Tiny Troops Joint Ops, and Outcast Second Contract out for Twitch Prime Games. Stadia Pro, we have Dead by Daylight, Human Fall Flat, Super Hot, Mind Control Delete, Lara Croft, Temple of Osiris, Celeste, and Jotun on Stadia Pro. And in the Epic Game Store, we have Costume Quest 2 and Layers of Fear 2 that is out till the 29th. So.
Yeah, I just grabbed Layers of Fear 2.
Yep. There you go.
And thank you, know, you Dan, for that. So
pretty soon I'm gonna have to add
Fast PC to run it.
Well, we're gonna have to run Luna. We're gonna have to have Luna listings as well. And it's getting crowded. It's kind of crazy.
Is that still US only?
Yes, as far as I know. Okay, but Amazon. I mean, Amazon is in the game. There we go. All right, let's talk about games we've actually been playing. Pete, I know you have played nothing, so we don't need to hear from you, or should we hear from you?
I've played a little bit. Nothing crazy in the past few weeks, but Halo Reach, which I'm sure you probably spoke about anyway, we had some good fun.
We did. I have to apologize to you, Pete, because that was supposed to be an experience of getting you into the Halo universe. It's one of the best stories for Halo, and it's kind of like it really technically is kind of the beginning of Halo in terms of the actual story events. Yeah. However, getting us together and playing a game like that is just a recipe for shenanigans, and I quickly found it far more fun assassinating other fellow players than letting you hear the story.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
We're all going down on each other, assassinating each other, skipping the story.
What about that first part, Pete?
I sure missed something.
There's a lot of crouches there going on. See, Greg's laughing. He knows it's real. I don't know what to say. That story just flown, and there was a lot of banter. Do you know what? It was just good to just get people together. I think that was what I enjoyed about it the most. It was good. It's a dated game, but it was enjoyable. We had good fun. So we need to piece that off. Where did we get?
That's not fair.
Stage 5, 6, something like that.
Stop nine.
We're very early.
What? It's not dated. You just couldn't get your head around the control system. So get your control system sorted out. It's not dated. When the HD version of it, it still looks really good.
I'm sorry, but the whole fixed control thing and you can't select your own style, that's just absolutely bullshit.
That is incorrect, though. You can actually customize the controls.
Well, you didn't give me 5 minutes to. You just wanted to get on with it, have banter. I couldn't even. No.
I changed my control scheme during that whole shenanigans stuff. So,
well, probably because you're used to the game. I'll tell you what, that run through of Halo Reach, right, was like me and Mike taking you to London and showing you around.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It was just an absolute fuck up, but good fun. I'm looking forward to the next run now. I played Jackbox 4. It's just like. Loads of quiz games, but there was only me and Shell, and there's only one game that we could play from. It was called Fibbage 3.
Oh, I like Fibbage.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So we ended up playing a few games of that, me and Shell, and that was good fun. I think it's good if you got more people in your household. So Robin, oh my God, with people with their gadgets, they could have a field day on this game. You create a little... fib for your answer, and if people select your answers, then they get points, and it's just all about gaining points and a little quiz at the end of the day. So it's on actual facts, which is really cool.
Have you ever adjusted Mark's picture on OBS? No. That sort of thing.
Oh my God.
What?
Just keep moving.
I played quite a few rounds of Racket Fury on my VR headset. It's starting to become apparent now that not many people are playing this, and there's only a handful of people in the whole of Europe that are playing Racket Fury, so it's starting to saturate, which is a shame. But I did discover today that you can go on to a challenge mode, and you have to beat the computer like 12 times on each stage, so I'm going to start doing that. It's a shame, really, because I like my VR headset, but, things have an expiry date. One of those. And I've also been using Kahoot. Has anybody used this as part of their own little quiz? Yeah, I know. Well, I've been on a training course this week. I thought I'd join the hospitality and housekeeping team with a couple of other managers, and we thought we'd go along and do this infection control training as part of this COVID secure opening that we want to give, and most of the training course, right, was used in this Kahoot IT software online, and you could play quizzes, so it's like an interactive thing, and you can make your own quizzes. I don't know if we should do one of these for the show.
Mike uses for his care home.
Yeah. It's not good. Mike's all right. He's okay in health. He's not got an entire care home himself. He does some charity work for a hospice in Wolverhampton, and he's raised, I think, it's about 30 grand. He's done a fantastic
doing
it.
Doing really well, isn't he?
And he uses Kahoot, and you can create your own quiz. So I don't know if we should try this one or not. It's a bit of an OC Kahoot quiz, but the training course that I went on, they had about five or six quizzes throughout the whole of the training event, which is like, it really, you know, made people competitive and got people, you know, pumped up, and it was really cool. But I've not really played much as far as video games or new releases or anything, you know, new.
What we can tell, they're talking about a work quiz game.
Yeah, I know.
That's like reaching for the bottom of the barrel when it comes to gaming experiences. Is when you're saying I was at a work training seminar and we played a quiz.
No. I saw this and I thought, well, because you can create your own quizzes, and I thought it would be good if we could just create our own. And we could get an interactive one that was made for everybody else. So I was thinking two steps forward, not just, you know, just...
That hopefully doesn't involve my pants. So.
Okay. Well... Kim's just off of her pants.
Not in my pants. Not in my pants.
Okay, Dad's pants. So, we're good. We've got a prize. So, apart from that, I'm not really done much else. I'll hand you over to someone else who wants to jump up and start.
Appreciate that. Kim, Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah, not really much to tell exactly, other than, yeah, obviously I'm still playing it. And, yeah.
My favorite part is going to one of you guys talking about a game, and this is no direct at you, not just directly at you, Kim, but this happens all the time. But, you know, hey, tell me about not much to say about this one. Fantastic.
I've been playing it for like a month now or so.
Is it holding up? Do you feel like it's been a good upgrade?
For me, it's holding up. And then, like I said, I've only played like 30 minutes of it before when it came out. So, and now I've got, like I said, what is it? Probably a month sunk into it so far. So, I mean, it's holding it for me. And there's a lot of D&D references in it that I'm picking up now since we've started to play D&D. So that's been kind of neat. So yeah. Like the elf thing and some of the creatures that run around, of course, they're taken from D&D. So I'm like, oh, I know what those are now, you know. And like reading the books with the elf in it. Damn it. You know,
the Dritsuden.
Yes, those, and a lot of the same stuff is in them because the guy that wrote the books helped write the story for this. So a lot of that's in on it too. So it's kind of neat to see the things and go, oh, that's what that thing is, you know, and that sort of thing. So yeah, I mean.
So here's the funny thing, and I think a lot of people don't have a good appreciation for how much D&D actually influences video games. Mm-hmm. Especially RPG-type video games.
Yep.
But having now played D&D, because we've been playing on OC D&D,
mm-hmm.
You start picking up on it a lot. You start recognizing systems. You start kind of thinking about, you know, so it's interesting that you're picking up on it, too. I love it.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it, like I said, it's been pretty good. Like I said, I've stuck with it, and somebody keeps giving me crap about not playing Titanfall 2. Well, now you know why. So...
But well, that person is justified in giving you crap, if I must say so myself. That's
I know. Yeah, my good. Titanfall. Because I played the first one, and I know the campaign for the second one's supposed to be really, really good. I just,
it's,
you know,
awesome, Kim. It is superb.
Haven't had the time yet, but you know, I'll
no, be sure. You've had like a month and a half of Kingdoms of Amalur. I'm just saying.
Stop playing with pussies and get it played.
Oh,
hey, leave my pussies out of this. I did campaign for Titanfall 2 is like, what, 5 or 6 hours? So it's not very long. So maybe I'll save it.
The campaign for Titanfall 2 actually is a little bit longer than that.
It's really good. All right.
They actually gave it a proper single player.
Yeah. It's one of the best single players out there of any game. It really is good.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've heard. So maybe I'll start it up for Extra Life, because I'll want to kind of mix things up a little bit.
Okay.
So
there you go. All right. Hold you to that, Kim. I'll hold you to that.
Other than that, I did a little xCloud stuff this week because I finally got one of the clips for the controller that you can onto. Yeah, my internet still sucks. Even my phone internet is not real great because every once in a while it would time out. But, you know, when the internet part was good, it was actually neat to be sitting there and play the game on my phone. You know, while my nephew is watching, you know, the 11th hour of Puppy Dog Pals, and by this time my brain is like, nope, no more. So I'm sitting there playing Carrion or Spirit Fair or whatever, which somebody else was giving me crap for because it wasn't Titanfall 2. Well, you know, if it was on xCloud, I'd be playing Titanfall 2. So maybe on EA
fair.
And
that is
friendly,
fair.
You know.
While you're talking about xCloud, I took my controller down to Milton Keynes in the hotel because I'm obviously Wi-Fi. And my intention was to play a lot of xCloud while I was down there, but there was that much to take in. I was just shattered. I just watched a bit of Netflix. But I did on the first night, I did try xCloud and it worked perfectly. But I think I put myself off because I played that Untitled Goose game.
Yep.
And I was walking around as a goose. It ran perfect. It was flawless. It was just like playing on the console, but obviously tiny screen, but right. What is the fucking point of that game? I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I found that farmer's field and I started turning on my water and stuff and moving shit around, but I didn't know what I was doing.
That's pretty much the point of that game.
I didn't know what the purpose was, what the objective was, so I turned the fucker off and watched Netflix.
You should have done that.
If I played a different game, I bet I'd have been playing all week, to be honest, but xCloud worked perfect.
It works really well. My internet was a little better even on my phone, it'd be great. But yeah, it worked. I mean, it worked well. So
well, I think as 5G rolls out, that's really where that kind of services will thrive.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to go right up the list here. Mark, let's talk about what have you played, if anything?
Nothing.
Oh, well, geez.
Like 2 minutes of Untitled Goose Game on xCloud, and then that is it. Like I said, I've been away. Prior to being away, I've done some more GTA RP, obviously, and a little bit of Elite Dangerous. Did I tell you I've been promoted in GTA RP in my medical job?
No.
I'm now staff officer. I'm part of the command team. I'm Bronze Command.
Management all over the place.
Yeah. Things are looking up, aren't they? So I'm in charge of recruitment, I'm in charge of the city part of the ambulance service. We've set up a new search and rescue, which someone's second in lead on that. We've got a new division lead, so I'm a division lead. Yeah, it's really good. It is a second job. It's a second life. But yeah, that's all I've played. And I know you guys hate my RP bullshit.
No, we just give you a hard time.
We don't give a shit about it.
I love it. I love it.
Especially when you're playing the dog.
I've met some really good people on there. Yeah, I haven't done that for a while. I need to get back into that. I love playing.
Oh my god!
Running around biting fucking bad guys' asses. It is.
All right, Robin. I see tons of retro stuff. What is this referring to?
Well, I got the TV set up here, the new big 4K TV. So if I'm playing, you know, stick on Forza. Played some Forza, Motorsport. Of course, it looks like. Wow, look at that. I didn't see that before. You know, it's so good. As well as being... Yes, I know I have the 9-foot screen in the house, the projector, but that's 1080p. This 4K nonsense and a big screen is something else. So I got that set up.
Ready.
And it's sort of, you know, you have this space out here, and then you sort of go, you know, after a while, you want to do other stuff. You know, you get a bit complacent. So now that I took there was a 44-inch screen here, so I've set it up with I brought the second Xbox One out here as well, so there's two Xbox Ones out here. But then I set up some of the other stuff, like the micro PlayStation 1 and the micro... SNES. I've got the N64 up going, so they're all behind me right now. I have an N64 with GoldenEye playing right now in the background and behind me. I have the PlayStation Mini playing Metal Gear Solid, and a PlayStation 2, playing an original PlayStation 2 with the Manhunt nasty disc into it. So yeah, I've been having a great old time playing all that stuff, and I put a new shelf up from my micro arcade machines, and having a good old time out here. And as you spend time out, as you spend time out here working as well and doing lots of share trading and all that stuff and my own work, it's nice. Yeah, and Leslie the Hoover's out here now, so Leslie travels around every day sucking up stuff, and she's on her wee routine. She got stuck today, bless her heart. She got stuck underneath the table.
You're slowly but surely closing yourself off to the world.
Today, when the chest tightened up, I went, oh dear, this is this whole COVID thing, I'm going to have to isolate. Better keep the kids safe. They can stay in the house, and I'll self-isolate out here.
No, wow, that is a sacrifice, Robin. That is a sacrifice. I applaud you.
Builders are built. My builder, Richard, he's at another friend's house at the moment doing some stuff. And when he's finished there, he's coming here because he's taking doors out of their house. They're getting some work done. So they've got doors to come out and some windows. So I'm taking away the big sliding doors at the front of this building and putting in big double doors and a window and another little kitchen outside. So, so it will be like granny.
Your intention really is to completely block yourself off from the rest of the family.
Fuck you, yep. Judith. I'm fucking leaving. I'm going out here.
With his little generator inside his building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Really enjoying. All right. Really enjoying gaming, but enjoying older games and older stuff and fiddling with gaming things. You know?
Okay. Very descriptive way of putting it. Thank you for that. All right. I have been continuing on my Wasteland 3 journey, but I hit a really cool aha moment in the game.
Take on me.
Yes, exactly. No. So throughout this game, it's a true RPG. There's a lot of choices and things that you are going to be forced to make choices around or try and deal with things in certain ways. But there's a lot of options on how you approach this. And I like that. I've always been like, okay, this is kind of cool. You know, it gives me, it's not always just attack everything. There are, different ways of handling things. So I got to a point in the game and I'm not going to spoil it, other than I will just say, not just a few of my choices, but numerous choices. I didn't even realize I was making some of these choices, but they actually all came back. And in a sense, I was being, if you will, graded by a moment in the game about all of these different choices I had had. And based on all of my choices, it was going to dictate how the NPC characters that I was dealing with at the time were going to react to me. And it was in part of a quest line. And it was just a really cool moment because the computer or the game starts rattling off some of my choices to me. And I'm like, okay, I remember that choice. I don't really remember making that choice, but okay, this is interesting. And I mean, it went through about 10 different choices. And the balance of how I had treated things ended up kind of setting the course for how the NPC characters reacted to me and whether or not they made my quest line easier or more difficult. And it was just a really cool moment in the game. So really, it took Wasteland 3 from being a really good, fun game for me to a great game for me.
Okay.
And I know other people had the same experience.
Good.
Yeah.
So, people said they really enjoyed it. Yeah.
No. And hey, it's on Game Pass. All right. We are going to shift gears now into some news, I believe.
See, Mark? That's how it's friggin' done.
All right. It is a bit of a slow news week. I will just say that up front. Although a big piece of major news dropped right as the weekend hit, which is that a lot of people got PS5s shipped to them in terms of journalists, if you will, in the community for review. So they finally have the PS5s in the wild. However, we still have to wait a little bit more because Sony has apparently embargoes. So the unboxing videos are embargoed until the 27th for some reason. So nobody was able to show actually unboxing the PS5 other than you had like Jeff Keighley being a smarty pants. He was showing taking stickers off the box, and that was the extent.
Did the boxes actually fit through their front doors when we got delivered? Because apparently they're so big, aren't they?
They are quite big boxes, I will say that. So the embargo for the unboxing is the 27th. And then other stuff, we don't quite know what the other stuff is, but that is November 6th. And then in between November 6th and now, they will have launch game embargoes being lifted, so people will start talking about launch game stuff. So,
okay. I have a request for the community. So, my plan, my supplier of Xbox Series X has informed me yesterday that he has cut off his supply. So, I am not getting an Xbox Series X at launch. So if anyone
join the club, Robin. I'm hoping to get one for Christmas.
I had it sorted, and unfortunately the gentleman cancelled the second. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was nice of him to think of it anyway. But so as soon as anybody hears when they become available, would you please let us know so we can let other people know? At @OC_podcast on Twitter. When you hear them being available anywhere, UK or US, please send us a quick tweet so we can pass it on to the community. And
I will definitely do so as well.
I'm disappointed.
See those kind of little announcements every once in a while. So
I'm disappointed, but you know what? It'll come. I mean, I love that I have a Scorpio here with the Scorpio written on it, and I know that Master Chief is signed inside it. You know,
right?
That stuff. I love that, and I wish I had been there as well. There is some excitement about having a day one for me, but I'm sure before Christmas a week after the launch, they will become available again in short supply.
I'm pretty sure they're gonna keep they will have actual units for day of launch as well. Yeah. But worst case scenario, so I'm sure there will also be a guy with a van driving around your neighborhood just opening it up and having PS5s and Xbox Series X's.
I can buy one on eBay for 600 quid if I want right now. So
runs around with a trench coat.
There you go. Speaking of people, there's no segue to that, but all right, EA is delaying Apex Legends on the Switch to next year. I know this is
that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. It was right out of mouth, Kim. Heartbreaking. The Steam version, however, and Season 7 are still coming on November 4th. So, unfortunately, Switch owners, you do not get Apex Legends anytime soon. And we don't know, quite honestly, when you will, because they have not given a new date for that. So there's that. And then Gears 5 apparently is going to offer a Game Plus mode. Oh, dear God. Sometimes you just click on something, you open it up, and you see something. All right. Series X and S will get a Game Plus mode. The Coalition told IGN in an interview the game will give you options for swapping Dave Bautista, who's a famed WWE persona, for Marcus Phoenix. So that's kind of interesting. So the story will have, I'm assuming, new dialogue as well. But you can, instead of having Marcus Phoenix in the game, you can have Dave Bautista in the game. There is going to be also DLC story content coming for the game as well, an add-on to it. And then the new Game Plus mode will carry over all your existing kind of jack upgrades, new skins, and new mutators, whatever the hell that is. I didn't play the multiplayer in this game, so I don't know what that is. But yeah, and two new difficulty modes. Apparently, it was not hard enough. They're going to make it even harder.
Harder.
So yeah.
Harder.
Harder.
Harder for the Horde. That's it for the news. Anything else we should touch on before we kind of get into new releases?
I don't know. Just, I have hairy legs, and I just know when I got into the pool and patted them all down, the kids used to love to jump into the pool, and they stroked my legs, and they watched the hairs sort of going back up again. It was great. Yeah.
That makes my PC bullshit sound more interesting than ever now.
It actually did, Mark. You were correct on that. All right, let's talk about new releases. Let's talk about games coming up, please.
Right? Oh my lord. All right, these are your new releases for October 25th to October 31st. We have Cardo for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on October 27th. Ghost Runner for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 27th as well. The Legend of Heroes. Alright. Trails of Cold Steel 4 for the PlayStation 4 on October 27th. Watch Dogs Legion for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One.
I forgot about that. Greg, we need to talk.
Okay. Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on the 29th. Pikmin 3 Deluxe for the Switch on October 30th. And then we have the Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope, for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, October 31st, or 30th. Auto Chess, for the PlayStation 4 on October 31st. So happy Halloween, if you want to play Auto Chess. And those are your new releases.
Seems like a strange game to come out on Halloween, if you ask me. Auto Chess?
Oh yeah, I would think it would be the Dark Pictures game, because you know it's going to be scary, so...
Right. Go figure.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that, Kim. Exciting things to look forward to. Obviously, Watchdog Legion is kind of the big one.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about this game. I still don't know where. Yeah. I've been more excited, I think, about Valhalla than I have been about Legions, but I just haven't seen a lot from Legions. I've seen more, I guess, from Valhalla, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll talk offline, Mark, and figure out what our battle plan is. We do need to get that situated quickly.
Well, I'm just about to pre-order it anyway, so you might get it as a freebie.
Okay.
Because I do like Watch Dogs. I'm one of the sad few who likes the first. I've still got a second player. I've got two Xbox One discs. One's Resident Evil, the Biohazard, and others Watch Dogs. The other two discs I've got, and I've not played it yet. Sorry, I'm rambling out.
Yes,
that's okay. That's
we're
okay.
Used to it.
I'm all about your decisions that benefit me, so you go right on ahead. Hey, victory's achieved.
Oh, shit.
Robin.
Oh, wait, is that me? Okay, victory's achieved is this fantastic thing that you finish games and then you give me money. It's really, really good. All you have to do is at @OC_podcast, give Bongo money. And if you finish a game, all you have to do is send $20 or £15 that Bongo can spend on either PSN, XBL, or Steam. It's fabulous. It really is a good competition, and it's very much appreciated. No, that's not quite right. No, all you have to do is finish a game, and we give you money. We give you money. So, at @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved when you finish a game. When the credits start to roll, you know, made by Robin Tate, Robin Tate produced this, all that stuff coming up. You take a photograph.
Why do I feel like this is decidedly different victories achieved than we've ever heard before?
It is.
Right?
Because it's all about me. By the way, the hair thing was by the person that might be the president of America very soon on their legs. You do realize that. Not by me. That was a direct quote. Anyway, yes. So, this is when you finish a game, we put you into a draw. And lots of people have won this, and they win money every 3 months. And people finish games, they get put into the draw, and then you get lots of money. So, Hardly, I got a text. Hardly Dan. I think Hardly Dan this week is actually making up games. He's making up stuff. He finished. Yeah, really? What do you see? The first one's bad, the second one's worse. Hardly Dan. He finished Gravity Badgers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's hard to get into one of those badgers. Yeah. Gravity Badgers. He finished.
PC game is a weird fucker, is that way.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's me.
Gravity Badgers. Yeah. Okay. Infected Psych. You know what? Mr. Shannon, I will give you this one. 10,000 gamer score in 2 weeks. That explains last week. Into the horror game competition. Well done. Hardly Dan, he finished the shit. Ship. Caliber and M finished Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Okay.
Good game.
Hardly Dan.
Brilliant game, yeah.
This is Joe Biden's game that came out just for the presidential elections. Tiny and Big, Grandpa's Leftovers.
I question that game.
Seriously, Dan, what are you on, mate? Seriously? John Mouse, he's almost as bad. He's in Retroland. I love John. He's cool. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. He actually finishes on PlayStation 4, which is cool, because he bought them again on PlayStation 4. And great to see a name we haven't heard in a while, Mr. Killer Cranky. Killy Cranky. Mr. Yep. Killy Cranky. He finished Batman Arkham Knight Operation Nightfall. So, that's really, really good. So, you guys now are now entered into the draw, which will be drawn around Christmas time at the end of this wonderful year, which is 2020. And you'll win stuff. So, right now, for the people that have finished it, you get this, if I can see it. My God, where did it go? It's Greg saying stuff about his... Yeah. It's... Where is it going to? Greg?
Got some help, Robin.
Oh, dear God, Joe, just push the button.
Victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! Victory's achieved!
Hold on. I think I found it. Hold on, here it is.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's
see,
achieved.
Mark's one is all sort of trampy with the
you
with
all have
the
a
music
victory's
and
achieved. Victory's achieved.
Oh, I don't want to repeat. God,
impressive. I pulled the tank off today.
Oh my God. God. I was just going to announce I will not be on the show next week.
Okay, cool.
The 50 seems such an exciting time.
You think by 600 episodes you'd get the shit together, wouldn't you?
You
think.
You've got many years to look on to this. Ah.
Right, hey, Kim?
Yes?
Can we give us some shout-out to the chats?
Yes. There's only been one, and that is Hardly Dan. So, thank you, Hardly Dan, for jumping in the chat so I wouldn't have to talk to myself. Nobody wants that.
The time zone thing, you know, again.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
But we appreciate everybody that is listening now and forever future
sure.
forward. Yeah.
Please, God, keep listening to us.
Or don't. You'd be better off for it. All right. Look, if you made it this far in the show, congratulations. You also get an achievement for suffrage.
Sorry.
Yeah. Really got to apologize. We do.
It's so much fun.
Pete,
if you made it this far, why?
Pete, because we love you, because you're ginger, you should go first.
Okay, I'm going to shout out the people of the hospitality industry in the UK. My heart goes out to you. It's a hard time for you guys out there, as well as us lot back at work. And yeah, I feel for you. If you want a game with me out of work, my handle is the Legit Chinny, and apart from that, that's me. I'll hand you over to Mark.
I want to shout out all our shutters. I want to shout out you guys and Arma for packaging up my PC parts and including a few Toblerone chocolates in there. So thank you very much. That was a nice surprise, and thank you for the technical support. And I want to thank my regional manager for giving me the opportunity. Thank you very much.
That's it. That's me done.
I thought you were going to carry on with the PC story then.
I can do if you want. So what I did was I removed the motherboard.
Oh, over to Kim!
yeah, over to Kim.
Alright. A shout out to you guys. Fun show. Even if we did kind of screw up a little. What the hell? We should be used to that by now. A shout out to everybody else who listens to us. Thanks for doing that, because obviously we would be just talking to ourselves. Mother Nature, I hear we're going to have snow this week. Please don't. I'm not ready for that yet. So, you know, please don't. Other than that, hopefully everybody has a good week. You know, I know shit's crazy, seems like everywhere. So, you know, hopefully one day we'll get out from under all this craziness. How about you there, Robin?
Yeah, I have lots of people to thank. I want to thank everybody for being thankful. And mostly the thankful people more than anyone else, because we need more thankful people in this world rather than spoiled people that aren't thankful at all. I love this stuff. I love doing this podcast because, you know, the world seemed a bit grey and dull, didn't it, Pete? It seemed a bit grey and dull at the beginning of this, but now we've found a little bit of light, and hopefully we've brought some of that light into your little home. Or a big home, or shanty town if you've lost your job and stuff. And why can you hold up a phone like this anyway? Anyway, yeah.
Ouch.
Have a great time, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy your gaming. Enjoy life. Be nice to each other. And we'll be here for you as long as you're here for us. And I suppose that's it. Greg DeLacy, get me home, please.
All right, I'm going to take us home. Yes, thank you, Davis. I will try. Hey, on a very positive, happy note, I can say that our Extra Life account for Gary Lever, in memory of Gary Lever, has now raised $2,642 to date. So that is outstanding. Love seeing that.
Can I just add, Mr. Miyagi, who won the last quarterly victory achieve, I finally paid his winnings into the account. So sorry for the delay, but it is on there, Mr. Miyagi, Matthew.
Yes.
It's on there. Thank you very much for your generosity. It was very nice of you. So yeah, nice one.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, if you would like to donate to Gary Lever, just look up on extralife.org, in memory of Gary Lever, and that you'll find his account. Look, I need to shout out the four of you. It's been fun. It's been a little chaotic, a little crazy, but you know what? That's okay. That's our show. Kim, we don't make excuses for your pussy. All right. I want to shout out my wife for being very patient with me. It's not been easy, apparently. That's okay. I'm a handful at times.
Oh, surely not.
Probably. Oh, yeah. And apparently, I the whole snoring thing has gotten a little out of control. So I've been hitting the treadmill a little harder, a little more to drop some more pounds. Because one thing I know, when I start getting weight, I'll start snoring. Yeah. So yeah. So love to Cindy. And I want to shout out my client. Thank you for making my weekend extra special. Yeah. All right. On that note, hey, go out, play games, have fun, enjoy the rest of the week and what's left of it, and start the week off strong, and enjoy this outro.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.